paying us. You get us started, you can all be up there, and I'm going to start by recognizing Commissioner Saltzman, then he'll recognize you. Council will please come to order. We have an afternoon session, time certain. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Adams? Fish?
Here. A quorum is present. Would you please read the item before council?
Item 472, accept the report of the Chief Administrative Officer on the second quarterly report of the Technology Oversight Committee.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. It is great to have our second report from the Technology Oversight Committee, or the TOC, as it's become known. And I think as with our first briefing we had, I think the council is very impressed with the not only the caliber of the appointees that each one of us made to the Technology Oversight Committee, but also to their ability to really take the charge seriously of we need in this form of government where we can too often slip into a silo mentality, particularly around IT projects, we need some outside eyes to hold all of us accountable and to ask questions that sometimes we don't ask or we don't think of asking. And so the Technology Oversight Committee, as advisory to our Chief Technology Officer and then up to Jack Graham and ultimately to Council, is something I think that we can be proud about. So we're going to hear about their review of various IT projects, and they're going to update us on their remarks or concerns. And Mark, are you going to introduce the committee members?
I am.
Okay. So I'd like to, and also I want to thank my original co-sponsor on this, Commissioner Nick Fish, on this resolution. And I also want to thank Celia Heron. Oh, there she is. She just walked in. For the great work they've been doing on staffing the Technology Oversight Committee. And I hope I'm not leaving anybody else out. Thanks, but if I am, I'm sure Mark will fill in that gap. So turn over to Mark Grinke here.
Thank you. Jack Graham couldn't be here today, but I'm going to go ahead and cover his part. My name is Mark Grinke. I'm the city's Chief Technology Officer. I'm joined here today by three citizen members of the Technology Oversight Committee. We have Ben Berry, Doretta Schock, and Ken Neubauer. Two other members couldn't be here, Dave Lister and Wilf Pinfold, unfortunately unable to attend. Today we would like to submit the second quarterly report of the Technology Oversight Committee for Council to accept. This report covers committee and project activity through the period ending March 31. To remind you briefly, the established structure for the Technology Oversight includes five citizen member committee appointed by Council with staff support provided by the Office of Management and Finance and technical support provided by BTS. As directed by Council, the Technology Oversight Committee prepares quarterly reports for your review. Today we present the second quarterly report, which provides an update on the four technology projects the TOC is currently overseeing. In my role as the Chief Technology Officer, I work closely with the members of the TOC, my own project staff, and with the project staff and consultants of city bureaus. I want to give a high-level overview of the four projects the TOC is currently overseeing. If you want to follow along, details are on page 3 through 6 of the report. The first project is being managed by the Bureau of Development Services is referred to as ITAP, which stands for the Information Technology Automation Project. This is a large and complex project that will transform the way BDS and its customers do business by creating a paperless permitting system. A quality assurance vendor is on board and provided input into the development of an RFP, which was published in February. A review and evaluation of the response proposals is planned for May. The Affordable Housing Software Project for the Portland Housing Bureau is the second project brought to the TOC. This project involves the purchase and implementation of a system that creates a single data repository for PHB's affordable housing programs. They have a quality assurance consultant on board, and the project is progressing smoothly to date. The first module for funds management has been implemented, and staff are now preparing for the second module, which is single families. The third project the TOC is overseeing is a BTS project. Need for data storage at the city continues to grow. BTS is addressing this through a storage area network that not only increases storage capacity, but also increases flexibility for how data is stored and managed. Quality assurance vendor is actively engaged in the project, and the project team is completing the design for systems that will be located in the Portland Building and Communication Center. TOC member Ken Neubauer is here with us today. Has provided a significant amount of technical oversight as he's very familiar with this technology that the city is implementing. And lastly, the most recent project to come to the TOC is the Water Bureau's project to move from quarterly to monthly billing. The project timeline has been recently revised, and next milestones include securing a quality assurance vendor and upgrading the base software platform. A number of Bureau staff are here today if you have any questions about these projects, but first I'd like to introduce Ben Berry, one of our TOC members, for his comments and open that up to our other members.
Before we go to Ben, we did have Jack Graham, our Chief Administrative Officer. Did you want to say anything? Or?
I think they're handling it very well.
Okay. We know you're a busy guy these days.
Thank you for your testimony. Ben, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioners, and thank you for having us today. I have a few words on behalf of the Technology Oversight Committee this afternoon. I'm Ben Berry. As a Citizen Oversight Committee, we believe we are playing a valuable service to the city. We are now practicing the oversight processes we created and reported on at the first quarterly report the last time we were here. As we examine the projects discussed by the Chief Technology Officer, we focus on the project's triple constraints. Those triple constraints are time, resources, and output. Questions that we all often ask ourselves in our meetings are we meeting or missing our planned versus actual schedule dates? Are we under or over budget? And how much output are we delivering given the budget spend as compared to the schedule elapsed time? Essentially, what's the project's business performance index? How much business value are we delivering? The TOC ensures another set of citizen eyes are helping the project succeed. In this sense, we are the advocates for the citizens. In this capacity, we also work to understand the question, are we doing the right projects? The right projects can typically be determined by an early and robust feasibility study, including return on investment, ROI, on the front end. To date, we feel the oversight process has worked, and we are honored to be a part of this review and oversight committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do the other commissioners wish to say something? Well,
nothing.
Thank you both for joining us. Carla, did anyone signed up to testify today?
I left a sign-up sheet out there. Does anyone wish to testify?
Before we get to that,
I would like somebody to highlight the committee's concerns. I think, Mark, you touched on some of them, but
I wanted to just figure out procedurally, but we now have your report and your presentations. Let's go to council questions and concerns. And Commissioner Salzman.
Well, as I read your reviews of the ITAP project, the Bureau of Development paperless permit system, you seem to be okay with all the steps that are taken. We're in the process of selecting a vendor. The affordable housing software seems to be, in terms of concerns about budget and scope and timeline, everything seems to be going well there. The Bureau of Technology Services Storage Area Network project, again, budget within budget, no change in scope, projects on schedule. And then there's the monthly billing statements of the Water Bureau and the Revenue Bureau, I guess, which you've raised significant concerns,
yes.
And I'd like somebody to articulate those concerns.
Go ahead.
Greta?
I'll be the person who gets in trouble here for speaking out of turn. Our understanding
just need your name for the record.
Doretta Schrock. The Commissioner Leonard wanted to make some comments about that stuff today before we said anything about it. There are apparently changes in the works.
Yeah, so, okay. And I guess as a
So we were kind of expecting that.
All right, so David or Commissioner Leonard, do you wish to supplement the record we have before we start engaging in the questioning on that particular part of the report?
Yes, in reading the report from these folks and talking to David, David and I agreed made sense to try to do this year was to try a pilot program of sorts, that is, initiate a monthly billing system, but on a voluntary basis, and then supplemented with incentives that we would create for people, financial incentives to go to a monthly billing. We think that by implementing that, along with simultaneously continuing with the plan to create a bill pay function, if you will, through one's financial institution, wherein you would, as opposed to getting an email from the Water Bureau saying your bill is due, your bill would actually show up in your financial institution's bill pay section that a number of companies take advantage of. So we would do those two things at a small, really nominal cost, and then hopefully transition in the longer term to monthly billing after getting people to voluntarily sign up.
So, Commissioner Leonard,
David. One minor correction, and that is the incentives would be for all of our customers to sign up for e-bill or auto pay, right, as opposed to just those who really want the option to pay on a monthly basis. So it's two things. We will make the monthly billing an option for people that they can voluntarily sign up to, as opposed to what we were originally looking at, which is all of our customers would move to monthly billing. And we will also have incentives for people to sign up for e-billing as well as the auto pay system.
David, when you say incentives, are you talking about like when we get our property tax bill and if we pay them a certain way on an accelerated basis, we get a discount?
Not exactly. We're more along the lines of I just got one from my bank that says if you sign up for this e-billing system, we'll put your name in the hat for an iPad. So we would buy, let's say, a dozen iPads and then on a monthly basis have a drawing of those people that signed up for e-billing or auto pay. Or it could be a discount, like the Clean River Rewards, Commissioner Saltzman, that you're familiar with, when you got a one-time discount on your sewer bill if you agreed to disconnect your downspouts. That was a one-time incentive. So what we've committed to with the mayor is creating an incentive program, and we're just now in the process of trying to figure out what makes the most sense.
So, David, in light of the prior written recommendation we got from this group about the need for going to a monthly system and the cost of the transition, could you walk us through what the cost would be of what Commissioner Leonard has just put out as a proposal versus what was originally intended?
Well, it would wipe out almost all of that 2% rate increase. What the mayor has suggested to us is that a 0.2% rate increase as opposed to a 2% rate increase would give us enough to do an outreach to our customers, as well as to be able to fund whatever incentives we're ultimately land on. It would still be something that you all would have to agree to, but it takes away most of those costs.
So in addition to reducing the costs, does the phased approach that Commissioner Leonard has identified, does that go back to the Technology Oversight Committee to determine whether that has any unintended consequences? Does it raise any questions of concern to this group if we were to propose that?
Well, I spoke at the TOC yesterday, and they were all, my impression was, and they can say themselves, was that they were pretty pleased with this revision of the direction we were going in. And I certainly have no problems in coming before the TOC and saying, okay, now here's the actual plan.
Can I make a suggestion? And it's not obviously to create busy work, but since we have an official recommendation in writing with respect to the original proposal, could we get a supplemental recommendation from the TOC before we have the rate hearing?
May 16th.
May 16th.
Maybe you don't have to meet. Maybe you can do an online.
I think we can do that as a committee.
That way the record will be clear, and we'll have a something in writing from you saying that you either agree with it or don't, or set forth whatever reservations you have.
So we'll work with David to put that forth.
And I very much appreciated your letter that came on April 12th. That would that set out.
By the 12th.
The original.
The April 12th memo that you sent to us is very helpful. Will this be presented to the Portland Utility Review Board as well?
My plan, Commissioner, was to send the email that I sent to Mayor Adams' staff yesterday to the PERB, to my Budget Advisory Committee, and then to the Council as a whole, saying this is the direction that we're moving in now. So, yes, I plan on communicating that. I think they're going to be very happy with us because, at least with the BAC, the Budget Advisory Committee, their primary issue was whether or not it was voluntary. They supported the idea, but they thought it should be voluntary. I'm not sure I can say that for the PERB, but I think they'll be pleased with the new direction.
Thank you. Could you also send to me the details of what the 0.2% would be? What that money
we'll have to. We're still in. Yes, I will. We're going to have to flesh that out. And obviously, when we come to the council on May 16th with our rate hearing, we'll have to be able to tell you what that 0.2% would be for. But basically, it's going to be for three things. One is there will be some programming costs to the Kayenta system, our billing system, the vendor that we work with. So we haven't budgeted for this. We've been working on a different plan. The second one would be an outreach to our customers to say, we have these options now. Please take a look at them. And the third one would be the incentives. How much do we want to put out there as incentives? And our idea is that we want to make it something where we know the maximum. We know the outside costs.
Thank you. So I will be particularly interested in the Technology Oversights Committee, particularly on that first piece as to how it's done.
Yes.
David, would you also, in your communication with us, just let us know if you drop your proposed rate increase by 1.8%, which sounds like you're talking about, how does that impact the blended rate? Because I think sometimes we confuse the public. We talk about your rate and BES's rate, but what they see is
we
the blended rate.
Yeah.
You could just give us the revised blended rate that would equal to.
Sure. We know what the BES proposal is, so we would be able to say what the effect is, yes.
So, well, I appreciate this conversation and choreography. I guess I'd like to have the Technology Oversight Committee state what they stated to us in their April 12th memo about their concerns on the monthly billing. Ben, do you want to just...
We can cover that collectively. There were three things of consideration. One was if we had gone forward as the project was scheduled and planned, we believe we would have had a revenue deficit of about $5 million in the short run. And we also believe there would have been costs related to stamps and mailing expense of about $1.75 million. Those were two outstanding amounts of money that we did not feel the city could incur, especially at this time in the budgetary cycle. And that was one thing we had put forth in the letter. The other piece was the fact that we felt that the citizens did need the outreach discussion around the change that was coming. We can talk to people on the front end, or we can talk to people on the back end. And it was our belief that that kind of outreach should have been done, or should be done, on the front end.
And there was some issues about Kayenta billing system being able to do this, right?
Yes. Ken or Doretta?
Yeah, the original July 1st schedule we felt was completely unrealistic.
July 1st of this year?
Yeah. That's been changed now, so...
I think it was the cost, the very aggressive schedule that we didn't feel was achievable. The loss of revenue has been stated, and I think the 2% increase to all ratepayers seemed to be pretty steep for not everybody maybe wanting that feature. So
Thank you.
And your letter's in the record.
I mean, yes. And all of that's detailed in the letter.
Yeah. Other questions or comments from my colleagues? Carla, did anyone sign up?
No one else signed up.
Is there anyone in the room who wishes to be heard? Then we're adjourned. Thank you all very
much. We need to accept the report.
Oh.
Move to accept the report.
You want us to?
Second.
Okay. The report has been moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank, again, the five members of the Technology Oversight Committee for outstanding performance in your first two quarters of existence. And we look forward to you continuing to scrutinize all technology projects, all information technology projects going on anywhere in the city at any time, at any stage of inception to production. So keep it up, and we will continue to have these quarterly updates. Thank you all. Aye.
Leonard?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you very much, including thank you for taking the time to come to City Council on a Wednesday afternoon. I appreciate especially you gave us the quarterly report, but then the letter that came in on April 12th was an extremely helpful heads up or advice from the committee, and so I encourage you to continue doing that when things come up in between the quarterly reports to give us your best advice, because we are all in this together and we appreciate it. Aye.
Fish.
Well, thank you for your time today and your service. And on I'll add 2 points. One was, when I got your letter outlining your concerns, it struck me that whether ultimately we agreed or disagreed with those concerns or the council acted or didn't, it vindicated this process. Yes. You were giving us your best judgment, and that began a conversation. So I really appreciate that. And I, we have not given you an easy task, and we appreciate the way you're approaching it. And second, speaking for Tracy Manning, director of the Portland Housing Bureau, I want to just say that she and her senior team really appreciate the guidance we're getting on the implementation of the new system at the Housing Bureau. And your work is causing the anxiety level to come down quite a bit. And we appreciate the professional way in which you've engaged them in this enterprise. Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet.